Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board as once again we face the issues. We'll be talking about a very important issue, a substantive issue that makes the difference between life and death, I believe, based on what we've been seeing the past two and a half years dealing with COVID. The question is, will we ever get justice from the COVID lie? Will we ever get justice from the COVID lie? You realize, ladies and gentlemen, in the state of Florida, Senate Bill 7015 or 7014, the number, I've forgotten exactly, but it's 7014, I believe. That bill was passed, signed into law by our governor, and that bill gives total immunity, 100% immunity, to hospitals, to doctors, to medical institutions. If they kill a patient that they have registered as COVID, they have total immunity. And that goes through June of 2023. We have that same law in about 29 states. That law allows a hospital, if they register your loved one with COVID, that allows that hospital, that doctor, that medical institution to basically do anything they want to that patient based on M-O-N-E-Y. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the fact that there's an organization that's been formed to attempt to get justice for the family members that have lost loved ones by way of what I call medical murder in the hospitals and at the hands of physicians because of the money provided by the federal government. Let me say this at the very top of this report. If a hospital can put you in the hospital and list you as COVID, immediately the cash register starts ringing. Immediately they get between $48,000 and $70,000 for the COVID garments that's needed, the PPE. And if they register the patient as COVID and they find that it's necessary, as they call it, to put the ventilator in, they get $300,000 from the federal government. The physicians and the hospital and all of the medical care team receive a 20% boost in their charges, a 20% bonus return from the COVID CARES Fund, our tax money. And ladies and gentlemen, as you will hear in documents that I will present today, in part, in relationship to how patients have been treated because of money, it would surprise you the number of those that have died in the hospital that perhaps have the identical symptoms, the identical peripheral treatments that you experienced with a loved one or a family member that was in the hospital that the doctors claimed were COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to from the very beginning, and it's the money trail that must be followed. And I'm thankful that an organization has been established by some well-known, internationally famous physicians, scientists, and attorneys. And I believe if the reading is correct, perhaps as many as about 1 million people globally or nationally have joined with them to try to assist in getting justice for the medical murder of our loved ones. That's where we're going today. That's what we'll be talking about. And this is not just conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. It's factual. And I want us to understand that it's the first time in history that this has taken place. And it's not just America, but it's a global issue. But I'll be talking about primarily what we need to do, what we're doing in America. After millions of people globally have died from COVID-19, after millions of people have died or have been permanently injured by the COVID jab, and after our nation has been forced into submission by tyrants and dictators ruling us, now some of the truth is finally coming out. We'll talk about that today. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. We do not base our delivery of this broadcast each day on some denominational dogma or some political philosophical rhetoric or some ideological bent, but based on the authority of the Scripture. The Scripture is very, very clear. We need to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. The Scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to recognize that evil is taking place in our great nation and around the world. We need to understand that it's a demonic delusion that has encapsulated all of society and brought about this wave of COVID death. And we need to understand what is taking place and not continue to be deceived by the mass media and by big tech and by the government that is in charge of the federal system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's truth that we need to seek. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." In John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And then in John 17:17, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." And then, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117:2, says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So may I say to us that it's the truth of the Word of God that ought to indelibly impact our lives and should cause us to focus on issues that we can depend upon based on the authority of Scripture. It's truth. But ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we find that to be factually true today. In fact, just on the issue we're discussing today, if you were to go online with any of the big tech platforms and say what I'm saying today, it would immediately be canceled. It will immediately be banned as being disinformation and would not be allowed to be transmitted to others. This is the thing that we've been faced with for two and a half years today. And as a result of that, most that are listening today, perhaps you do not know the facts, the details, the issues at hand in relationship to the COVID deaths. Yes, the media says many people are dying from COVID because they're unvaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute lie, a total deception. Majority of those dying with COVID today have been vaccinated and boosted and boosted and boosted again. But we need to face it based on truth. It's the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Former Senator Jim DeMint said, and I quote, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity," end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, that is de facto true. Multitudes, even as pastors today, Christians, conservatives, and patriots, have been forced into silence as a result of what big tech, big pharma, and big government has said. And multitudes are afraid to stand up and speak the truth in fear of being crushed by these organizations. Multitudes of doctors today have been put in a position of continue to be silent or take a stand and be truthful and have their license suspended or revoked. That was the option that most doctors have had. We need to go back to truth, ladies and gentlemen. I go back to a 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the hurricane preparedness equipment, power backup equipment, and that same knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand, landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic flagpole there. I understand it's about 165 feet in the air. It's got Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole, and at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family at Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the children of God as God's Word designed it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, and see what God does in placing you in the home, the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, after millions have died globally, by the way, the numbers are skewed right now, but the last track that we had, some 500,000 to 600,000 people in America had died as a result of the COVID jab, and some million plus had major side effects as a result of the COVID jab. But what we're not being told by the powers to be, in fact, we've discovered that CDC's just now admitting that they've not kept the SARS database up to date. They've not kept it up to date with the number that have died, had side effects with the COVID jab. And they purposely, I believe, not done so. And when some FOIA requests were required so that they'd produce the documents, they're now saying that they're about a year behind in bringing the data up to date. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is purposeful. I believe it is deceitful. And I believe it's designed to prevent you and from me and the general public from knowing the dangers of the COVID jab and what they're doing under the CDC protocol. Ladies and gentlemen, today there's still a push by the Biden administration, by big tech, by big pharma, a major push that everybody needs to be vaccinated. It's not a vaccination at all. It is a highly deadly jab that does not vaccinate or prevent you from getting anything. And you might say, well, why are you saying that? Well, I've got the documents in my hand, the articles in relationship to it, where the major movers and shakers behind CDC and NIH, all of those that whispered in President Trump's ear back when Trump was still in office and said that thousands upon thousands of millions would die in America, only to find that was a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, they're finally coming forth and giving a little truth in relationship to their deception and their lie. Ladies and gentlemen, after millions of people have died, after millions have been permanently injured by the COVID jab, after the nation has been forced into submission by the tyrants and the dictators ruling over us, now some of the truth, some of the facts are finally coming out about the COVID plandemic. You notice I didn't say pandemic. It was a planned pandemic that took place. And it was the M-O-N-E-Y trail that you need to follow. I have warned for 2 years, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps a little longer than that, about what is taking place. I want to recap some of that. Some of you that listen to this broadcast each day might be reminded of it. You might recall it. While I'm thinking of it, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're listening by way of internet, it's 904-831-0917. Let me invite you, even at this point, if you have had if you've been in the hospital with COVID, want to know how you were treated. If you have a loved one that was in the hospital with COVID and they murdered that father, that mother, that son, that daughter, as a result of their treatment, the protocol that was given, I'd like to hear your story. Because at the end of this broadcast, we're going to be talking about an organization that's set up in full force to take your information, your data, and your story, blend it into a class action lawsuit on a federal level to seek remedy and relief because of what COVID progenitors have done and what they've done in relationship to the death of thousands, yea, millions of Americans and the permanent injury of millions of Americans with the fraudulent jab that's been offered. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I have said this for many months now. COVID-19 was engineered from the gain-of-function process originating at a U.S. university in North Carolina, paid for by tax dollars. Hear me. It was started in the U.S. laboratory in a research lab, University of North Carolina, Durham. And ladies and gentlemen, that was put on hold in mid-2014. The hold was to be for 3 years, which means that hold on that research, gain-of-function research, would expire early January of 2017. Remember, the date that President Donald J. Trump took office was in 2017. It was then that Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci whispered in the president's ear and gave him some information that brought about the lockdowns that were supposed to be for 15 days, 2 weeks, to flatten the curve. You remember those dreadful stories. I have already informed you that Dr. Fauci is totally responsible for the COVID pathogen, of course, with other co-conspirators. Dr. Fauci and his co-conspirators have some 83 patents on their plans and preparations and their ingredients, if you will, in developing a pathogen that would be aerosoled, that would be a deadly pathogen. They succeeded, ladies and gentlemen, then tried to say that it was coming out of a bat market, bat lab in China, and it was not something that was designed or developed. Ladies and gentlemen, some of the greatest scientific minds in the globe have affirmed the fact that the pathogen called COVID-19 was human engineered. That means it came out of the gain of function research paid for by taxpayer funds. When it was canceled in America, put on hold in America in 2014, Dr. Anthony Fauci, transferred that research to the scientific laboratory. It was a bioweapons laboratory, the Wuhan, China laboratory. It was done there, and it was released there. Ladies and gentlemen, I have already warned that Dr. Fauci is the one that's totally responsible. Dr. Fauci and some of the cohorts and the co-conspirators in doing so. I've already said, ladies and gentlemen, the COVID virus was released from the Wuhan Chinese bioweapons chemical laboratory, which was a level 4 lab, and I believe it was on purpose. Now, the reason I say I believe it's on purpose, go back to the research material that I've gone through for years, 2 years now. Go back and find that they had the meetings, they had the planning, they had the documentation. And in 2015, it's when Anthony Fauci and others in a meeting of the scientists that were dealing with the gain-of-function research, they were told then, if we can have a pandemic, then your financial profits will begin. Ladies and gentlemen, it was planned, it was researched and designed to kill people, to murder people. In fact, a research scientist working in Mitchell Hospital, a division of Yale University, made the statement about 6 months ago. He said, we're watching the mass genocide, that it was a planned methodology of killing people. It was a eugenics program. And ladies and gentlemen, we have murdered millions in America with this eugenics program. I've said that. I've told you that. I've warned of that. I have said time and time again that COVID virus was released from the Wuhan lab, I believe, on purpose. I have also said, ladies and gentlemen, on this broadcast several times in the past 2 years, that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx lied to President Trump. Now, the Lancet Journal had produced some information, some facts, figures, and details with a professor, Dr. Ferguson, that had said that some 4.2 million people in America would die unless there was the lockdown. Well, ladies and gentlemen, about 6 months into the pandemic, Dr. Professor Ferguson admitted that his data was incorrect, his data was off. Ultimately, he was fired from his position in the lab in preparing that information. But ladies and gentlemen, it continued to be hyped and publicized by the Marxist media, by the murdering physicians, by the physicians that wanted to grasp and grab and get the dollars that they were being paid by the federal government to continue to perpetuate the murderous scheme that said that you're going to die if you didn't get the jab. Ladies and gentlemen, we went through a period with a lockdown that destroyed our economy, destroyed the health and the welfare of the people. Multitudes, in fact, some 200, 250,000 people died by way of suicide because of being hopeless and a sense of helplessness. I've said over and over and over again that the forced COVID jab is designed as a tool, as a mass population reduction. Genocide. Now, you can disagree with any part of this, these statements you want to. I can validate it by documentation and evidence and research in relationship to what I'm saying. And these are things I'm just rehearsing with you, reviewing with you, that we've already talked about that has taken place, and I've talked about it for the past 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I have warned and warned and warned that Bill Gates, George Soros, and the global eugenist in harmony with Big Pharma are working together for the hundreds of billions of dollars made off the suffering and death of the people in America and around the globe. I believe we have Dan on the line. Dan, go over your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. I think we can both agree that this is a diabolical plan. Planned by the most wealthiest, most powerful people around the world. The shakers and makers of what is seen in the Bible called the New World Order. Now, let's take a look at this. This may sound a little, you know, hard to swallow, but I want people to look at it as a after effect that included was included in the original plan. Okay, we've had this conspiracy worldwide death toll inflicted upon mankind by those individuals and organizations. What did they gain to date out of what they have done? Of course, world population reduction, massive wealth, such increased power worldwide through their organizations that it's going to be almost impossible, other than the power of God's own hands, to stop them. Now, here's where I'm coming from. Now that people are hearing the truth, let's say we have a very deadly pathogen released, which is coming on purpose again.
Mm-hmm.
The individual who says they lied about COVID, I'm not taking any shots. Now you're looking at mass death. What a plot. What a scheme. Let's get caught inflicting a minimal damage when the maximum damage is yet to come, because people will resist it more than ever. That's what I'm trying to describe as the true plot in their scheme.
Well, Dan, one of the things, if I can tuck this in our conversation, read an article just last week that the eugenists are rejoicing because not just those that have died from COVID, than those that have died as a result of taking the COVID jab. But over the next 10 years, it's projected that 1 billion people globally will die as a result of COVID jab side effects. 1 billion. That's their ultimate goal. That's the goal of the eugenists. That's the goal of the mass genocide. That's the goal of the climate argument. That's the goal of the New World Order, is to reduce the population that's coming right out of the those as Bill Gates and others that believe that somehow, some way, they are the arbiters of who lives and who dies. And the governments around the world and in America have simply bought into it. Our governors and our senators and leaders in each state have introduced and passed legislation that will prevent the citizens from having a recourse in the general courts to get relief because of a loved one being murdered by the CDC protocol in the hospitals. And I'll talk about that more later. What do you say to that?
Question. I have a question on that. What is the actual total of the last 40, 50, 60 years of abortion worldwide? What population have they already decimated through abortion?
Right.
Now here we go with another decimation of man-made diseases and epidemics, pandemics. It is a never-ending attack inflicted upon mankind by who? By Satan himself. Who's the servants of that Satan? It's the men, Gates and his minions. Now, what is so hard for individuals to realize that the battle is between good and evil, right and wrong, God and the Satan? We are but pawns for Satan to destroy and love children for God to bring into the family. I mean, there's no middle ground. You either are or are not a believer. You either are or are not awakened to the reality of what is taking place worldwide. We speak different languages, but we live and breathe identically, and we die identically.
Absolutely.
And that's the so sad part of all this. It is just unbelievable.
We're watching it play out on a global basis. The thing that is sad to me, Dan, is the fact that we have governmental officials, our governmental leadership that's supposed to be looking out for we the people and follow the wishes, the desires, and the dictates of we the people that vote them into office. We're allowing the embedded bureaucrats make the decisions as Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci. And as a result of that, we're finding the death rate increasing dramatically across the nation and around the world. But Dan, we can keep looking up, keep praying in the realization that God is still in control.
Yeah, one more point, sir, if I may.
Quickly.
We are guilty of taking God out of our nation.
That's right.
We allow
the bottom line
for the minimum people to dictate no God.
Yes.
How just unbelievable. Okay.
That's the bottom line.
Take care and God bless.
Dan, thank you so much for your call. Again, put its own target. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of things just before our news break that I need to tuck in to wrap up some loose ends. We're talking about these issues today, not because they're fresh, not because they're brand new, not because it's just being revealed, but because we've got some new revelations coming out of Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci. For example, Dr. Birx says, and I'm quoting, looking at the headlines, dated July the 23rd, Dr. Birx says COVID-19 vaccines were never going to protect anyone against infection, end quote. One of the former U.S. officials who led COVID-19 response during the Trump administration said July the 22nd that COVID-19 vaccinations were never expected to protect anyone against any infection, quote. Open quote again. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccination. And it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease or hospitalization. Dr. Birx, Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator under former President Donald J. Trump, said during an appearance on Fox News, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is just now coming out, and we've got a whole lot more to talk about right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.